Today's gospel shows us that Joseph almost missed Christmas. It's true. He was that close to missing the mystery of Christmas because he was going to run. He was going to get out. And so we would do well to pay attention to Joseph so that we don't miss Christmas and don't run from the mystery of it occurring in our heart. The most common interpretation of this gospel as to what was going on is that Joseph was going to run because he didn't understand. That he didn't understand it was due to the Holy Spirit, the grace of God, that this baby came to be. Instead, because he misunderstood, he thought someone else was involved. And so he had to get out. And because he was a good man, he decided to do it quietly, not to bring any harm to Mary. That's the most common interpretation. But the interpretation by Saint Bernard of Clairvaux and some other saints is this: Joseph was going to run precisely because he did understand. Precisely because he did understand that this was of God and it was holy. And that he was being drawn into something, a holiness that he was not capable of. He was not worthy. And so he wanted to run. He was going to mess it up, and he wanted to get out. I like that interpretation. It seems to fit more with who Mary and Joseph was. Mary wouldn't have lied. She would have told the truth. And Joseph would have known Mary doesn't lie. This didn't just happen to Joseph. In the gospel, if you remember the episode we call Duc in Altum, which is Latin for go out into the deep, put out into the deep. If you remember, Peter and his crew fished all night and caught nothing. And they came back to shore about to have breakfast, some of their new venison sausage. And Jesus meets them and says, let's go back out. And Peter says, we've been hard at it all night, Lord. We haven't caught a thing. He says, trust me, go back out and throw your nets on the other side. They do. They have a catch so large, the boats almost sink. And Peter, at that moment, saw in Jesus this holiness. And Peter's response, the text says this: Peter knelt down and said, depart from me, Lord. I'm a sinful man. Saint Bernard says that's what's going on in Joseph. And I dare say if we got in touch with what goes on in us, that's what keeps many of us from living a committed prayer life. I'm not capable of that sort of closeness. It's going to be a waste of time. But here's the good news for all of us who have Joseph flowing through our veins. God was not expecting Joseph to be holy enough or worthy enough or feel adequate. All God wanted of Joseph was for him to show up, to not run, to show up and stay there and not try to get out. When conflict comes, when tension is felt in our hearts, we often limit ourselves to two choices, fight or flight. We see it in the apostles on Good Friday. Peter grabs a sword to fight, and the others run in flight. But there's another way. There's a third way, and that third way is not to run, no flight, not to do harm, no fight, and to just stay there. With God, for Him to do what He needs to do. That's what Mary did at the cross. For us not to run where we need God to do something. Dear people, I find where one has frustration starting up in them, irritation starting up in them, discouragement, darkness, constriction of soul. If we run, we do not receive grace there. But if we're able to stay there, stand there, I'm not leaving. I'm going to be with God here for Him to heal and free and love and strengthen whatever needs to be loved, healed, and strengthened. I'm going to stay here and not cover it up with another piece of chocolate, another TV show. Let us do that. Where is that? Where is that place in our lives where we want to escape, run, or where we grab a sword? Let us bring that to the Lord deeply this week so that when Christmas comes, we will be filled with joy.